In 1954, the pianist and composer Mary Lou Williams walked off a stage in Paris and away from jazz. After 3 years of reflection, she returned, a convert to Catholicism, a faith that influenced her music until her death in 1981. There's a new recording of one of her masses called Music for Peace. It's also known as Mary Lou's Mass. Our critic Jim Fuseli has a review.
When Mary Lou Williams stepped away from the spotlight in the mid-1950s, she was widely recognized as the most important woman in jazz, a brilliant pianist and a distinctive composer, and nothing she did after her return diminished her reputation. The new Mary Lou's Mass, with 7 additional tracks, shows the breadth of her talent and the passion and joy she brought to her work.
If we all could love one another, all the world would be as one. Just take time to love one another, all the world would be as one. Black man, white man, working together, no more fighting to be done. Yellow, red man, dancing together, yes, the world will be as one.
Williams wrote Mary Lou's Mass in the late 60s, when the U.S. was in the throes of social upheaval, with cities aflame following the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King. The music of the period reflected that turmoil, and jazz, R&B, and rock collided to create a whirlwind of sound. For her Mass, though, Williams corralled the tumultuous music to create a soothing message of brotherhood and devotion that's both high-minded and down-to-earth. Listen here as she blends gospel, jazz, and bossa nova to create an unlikely song of praise. There's a complaint about Mary Lou's Mass, it's a modest one. The work is caught in its time with its echoes of then-popular theatrical works like Hair that appropriated gospel, rock, and jazz for its sound. But considering Duke Ellington called Mary Lou Williams perpetually contemporary, it's a charge that won't stick. Her piano playing and composition skills are timeless, as this cat-like bit of funk shows. Throughout Mary Lou's Mass, Williams and her ensemble give expression to her commitment to Christ and his teachings. In the Catholic Church to which Williams belonged, Mass is celebrated. This new, longer version of Mary Lou's Mass is a celebration indeed.
The album is Mary Lou's Mass by Mary Lou Williams. Our critic Jim Fuseli writes for The Wall Street Journal. This is NPR, National Public Radio.